Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The title of our message this morning, I hope you read on the sign as you came in the parking lot. I've been waiting for people to ask me some questions about it. Our title today is Fresh Grilled Forgiveness. Based on our gospel reading from John 21, especially these verses, when the disciples got out on land, they saw a charcoal fire in place with fish laid out on it and bread. And Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." What do you do when you're frustrated? What do you do when you're sad, when you have stress in your life and things just aren't going the way you want them to go? Some people bake or cook. Some people hit a golf ball. Some people yell and scream. I am one who goes for a long, hard run. What do you do? The Apostle Peter went fishing. Jesus had risen from the grave. He had appeared to Thomas and the other disciples in the upper room. He had made many other resurrection appearances. Yet Peter knew that everything wasn't all the way it should be. Peter knew that he needed a special meeting with Jesus. Peter needed this special meeting because with Jesus he had some unfinished business. The unfinished business revolved around Peter's public denial of Jesus 3 times around a campfire in the courtyard the night before Jesus' crucifixion. St. Luke records these words about that event in Luke 22. They kindled a fire in the courtyard and Peter sat down with them. A servant girl saw him seated there in the firelight. She looked closely at him and said, "This man was with Jesus." But Peter denied it, saying, "Woman, I don't know him." A little while later, someone else saw him and said, "You were also one of them." "Man, I am not," Peter replied. About an hour later, another asserted, "Certainly this man also was with Jesus, because he too is a Galilean." Peter replied, "Man, I do not know what you're talking about." Just as he was speaking, the rooster crowed, and the Lord Jesus turned and looked right at Peter. Peter was still unsettled about this. And he didn't bake, he didn't cook, he didn't hit a golf ball, he didn't go for a long run. Peter went fishing. He went back to his old profession he used to work in before Jesus met him and called him to be a fisher of men. Now the other disciples, the text says, went to Galilee to wait for Jesus. But Peter could not sit still. Do you know anybody like that? Beverly? Peter couldn't sit still. He went fishing. And the others went along with him. And soon they would meet again the risen Lord. And Peter's life would never be the same again. St. John says these words about that day in today's sermon text. Simon Peter, Nathanael, the sons of Zebedee, 2 others of the disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing." They said, "We'll go with you." They went out and got into the boat, but they caught nothing. We can imagine that Peter went fishing to get his mind off of things. The disciples fished and fished, the text says, but they caught nothing. Anyone who's gone fishing knows that kind of day. You fish all day, you catch nothing. But these men, especially one named Peter, had something more on their minds than just the fact the fish weren't biting that day. This day had to remind them of another day of bad fishing. You probably remember it as well. It was the day that Jesus invited Peter to push his boat out from the shore so Jesus could use his boat as a floating pulpit. That day the nets were empty too, and Jesus challenged them to push further out into deeper waters. And they did, and they caught the miraculous catch of fish. And it was after this event that Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men." And they followed Jesus and became his disciples. But now on this day of fishing, they're waiting for the risen Lord. And to use an old farmer's expression, Peter is chomping at the bit. He is waiting with all anxiousness for the showdown that he knew he had to have with his Lord that he had denied. Again, the night's fishing had been a bust. Coming into the shore, the text says, they could see a stranger on the beach. They didn't recognize him at once, and the stranger said, "Hey, young fellas, how'd your fishing go?" They didn't know it was Jesus. John's account says this: "Just as the day was breaking, Jesus stood on the shore. Yet the disciples didn't know it was Jesus. He said to them, 'Children, do you have any fish?' When they said no, Jesus told them to cast their nets on the other side of the boat." Now, let me ask you, have any of you ever tried to tell an experienced fisherman how to do his job? But they obeyed, and they caught a huge number of fish. And suddenly, we can imagine the light bulb going off in their heads as Peter said to himself, "Hey, this has happened before." But the text says it was St. John who realized it was Jesus before any of the rest. And he said, "Peter, that must be Jesus on the shore." And now we come to the verse I've been waiting for all morning. A single verse. It's just one verse in Holy Scripture, but it makes me laugh every time I read it. Peter was so excited to see Jesus. All his apprehensions melted away. He was so excited that he did, at least in my feeble mind, a hilarious thing. Listen to the text, verse 7. "When Simon Peter heard it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, for he was stripped for work, and then he jumped into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat." Did you get it? Peter was so excited to see Jesus, he put on his coat, then he jumped into the water. Now, he was already stripped down to a fisherman's work clothes for a hot day of fishing. Call it a swimsuit if you want. But on top of his swimsuit, Peter put on a coat. Then he jumped into the water, while the other fishermen just rowed onto the shore. Now, have you ever done something as silly as that when you were excited about something? The first thing that comes to mind for me was a time I was in a movie theater. I was sitting in the very back row. It was a very intense movie. And during a very sudden, unexpected, and sad occurrence in the movie, I was so caught up in the action from my seat, I arose and shouted out, "No!" Boy, did I feel silly when everybody in the audience turned around and looked at me and wondering what was that guy doing in the back row. Well, anyhow, after having put on his coat, Peter jumps into the water and then swims and wades to the shore. And we can just imagine Jesus smiling and laughing as only Jesus could for joy when Peter came to him on the beach. And there, Jesus had a charcoal fire going. And there, Jesus was cooking some fish. And there, Jesus was about to serve Peter some fresh, grilled forgiveness. over a charcoal fire. The same kind of fire over which Peter had denied Jesus three times. Through a meal of grilled fish and bread, Peter experienced from Jesus forgiveness. Verse 9 of our sermon text says this: when they got out on the land, they saw a charcoal fire in place with fish laid out on it and bread. And after they had the breakfast, and to use Don's word, could you imagine your Lord Jesus cooking breakfast for you? After they finished breakfast, we can imagine Jesus putting his arm around Peter, taking him down the beach a little ways away from the other disciples. And Jesus asked Peter not once. Jesus asked Peter not twice. Jesus asked Peter three times this question: do you love me? Let's read the text. These are the verses just after today's gospel lesson, so they're not printed in front of you, but listen to the text. When they finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Do you love me?" "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Again, Jesus said, "Do you truly love me?" He answered, "Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." The third time Jesus said to him, "Do you love me?" This time Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him a third time. And he said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." And Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." After a fresh grilled breakfast, Peter was getting some fresh grilled forgiveness. Maybe the breeze shifted a bit, and Peter got a good whiff of the charcoal fire. And maybe at that moment, his mind shifted to that other charcoal fire in Pilate's courtyard, just before Jesus' crucifixion, where he had denied his Lord three times. And that's when it struck him what Jesus was doing. Three denials then. Three questions now. Three opportunities to experience forgiveness. By asking Peter three times about his love, and three times giving Peter a new commission to take care of the new Christian church, feed my lambs, take care of my sheep, Jesus was in effect completely washing away Peter's three denials. 3 - 3 = 0. Jesus, in a very creative and loving way, was washing away Peter's denial. Peter was forgiven. Peter was commissioned. Peter was given a brand new life. And all of this was served to him with a side order of freshly grilled fish. It was indeed for Peter fresh grilled forgiveness. A pastor from Texas shares this concluding story of our sermon today. When a boy from their congregation named Levi was 16 years old, he ran away from home. He hitchhiked to El Paso, worked a little while there, collected his money, and then he hitchhiked to Los Angeles, California. He checked into a cheap motel. He had enough money for two nights. Then the motel clerk told him about the nearby YMCA. When Levi got to the YMCA, they asked him a number of questions. Then they told him his room wasn't quite ready yet. He had to wait a while. So he went across the street and with his last $2, got a cheese sandwich and a cup of coffee. When he got back to the YMCA, the police were waiting for him there. He had been reported as a runaway. The police took him away and put him in a youth protection facility. If Levi's parents would send the money for the airplane flight, he could go home. But if not, he would stay there until he was 18. For 7 long days, Levi worried about what would happen. Would his parents send the money? Would they even want him to come home? Late that 7th night, a police officer took him to the airport because the money had arrived. When the plane landed, Levi was afraid to get off. His parents had to drive 250 miles to get to the airport. Finally, the flight attendant walked him down the metal stairs of the plane and walked him across the tarmac of the airport. Before he knew it, he looked up and saw his parents running across the tarmac toward him. His father was in the lead. Levi's father wrapped his arms around his son, took him home, and together they enjoyed a home-cooked meal. The meal was the father's favorite to prepare and the son's favorite to eat, fresh off the barbecue grill. It was a meal whose main course was forgiveness. Jesus had forgiven and restored Peter with grilled fish on a charcoal fire. It was for Peter, as it was for the boy Levi, fresh grilled forgiveness. My friends, what does this sermon mean today? We've all had these moments in our lives. We have denied our Lord, as did Peter. We have run away from God and our loved ones, as did this boy Levi. But the good news of the gospel is this. Like Peter and Levi, God's gift of forgiveness and His gift of restoration is yours. What do you think this baptism was all about? It was a father saying to his 2 sons, "Your sins are forgiven. Welcome home." My friends, look, you knew I was going to do it. A sermon doesn't go by if we don't do it. Look at that cross. Look there at your Savior on that cross. There is your forgiveness. There is your restoration. So come with me now, won't you? Come with Peter. Jump out of your boat. Come to Jesus. He's waiting on the shore for you. He has prepared breakfast just for you. It's a meal of fresh grilled fish and baked bread. My friends, don't bother putting on your coat. Just jump in and come just as you are. The meal is prepared. Fresh grilled forgiveness. In the name of Jesus. Amen.